Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. My name is Derek Bullard. We had the privilege to interview Marianne Saint-Jean, the co-founder of Estrijou. She provides insight into the revival of Estrijou, an exciting tabletop gaming event that's returning after a three-year hiatus.
Yes, well, I am actually the co-founder, and my role involves mostly to do the marketing as well as the canteen on-site, so buying whatever we're going to sell, and communicating with various places to have some non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages available on site.
Marianne explains that both seasoned players and newcomers can explore the world of tabletop gaming.
Yes, of course. So Estrijou is an event created for gamers and newcomers that would like to learn a little bit more about tabletop gaming. We have a lot of people on site that are there to explain the games. So for the new gamers that want to maybe learn a little bit more but are too shy and things like that, we have people to explain the games. And there's also a lot of new people coming. So it's a great place to meet new gamers. And for the more experienced gamers, it's a great time to play the games that you can't usually play because they require more people to play.
Our guest gives us an inside peek on what to expect for this year's edition of Estrijou.
So this year, we have a lot of partners who are coming to explain new games, upcoming games, and of course, the games that we're going to have on site. We're also going to have a podcaster that's going to come and do a quiz for them, and a bazaar to like sell your old games to other gamers who would like to buy them at a fair price. And yeah, we're just reusing our usual solution just because we have stopped for three years. So we're just trying to start it again.
We had to ask Marianne that since the event was canceled for 3 years during the COVID-19 pandemic, was she and her team able to stay connected with gamers?
Unfortunately not, because the team that organizes Estrijou is a team of volunteers and if I would say normal people who have jobs and families and everything. So unfortunately, with the pandemic, we couldn't do anything about it and we didn't have the time, or we would prefer to spend our time with our family and work and things like that. But it has affected us in a good way this year, because I think with the pandemic, a lot of people discovered tabletop gaming, and we are having a lot more people coming this year than we used to.
Marianne explains to us that one of the highlights of the event will be a quiz, and how it will be an opportunity for them to gauge if the gaming community is still enthusiastic about these type of events.
So we have a quiz that is going to be with the Board Game Duel, which is a podcast, but we're keeping it mostly simple this year since it is like a comeback. So we're kind of like testing the water to see if people are still willing to come to this kind of event and what they would like in the future.
The French term week-end ludique is used on the Estrijou website and in the gaming community. It could refer in English to a playful weekend. We had to ask, what exactly is a week-end ludique?
It is a weekend that is dedicated to gaming and fun. So for us, it means an extended period of gaming, social activities, where really people can immerse themselves in like their games, make new friends, enjoy like food, beverages, and be with their fellow gamers and discover new games and stuff like that.
Marianne goes on to explain that the event is not only made up of volunteers, but it is also for a good cause.
Yes, absolutely. So since the first edition, all the money that is raised will be redistributed into the Fondation du Seminaire de Sherbrooke. They help us from the beginning with like organizational purposes, as well as they give us a room to do it in and various things like that. We also give to First Robotics, the team that is in Seminaire de Sherbrooke. They are the kids volunteer for us to just be around, make sure people are not going places they shouldn't be in the school. And usually we also donate to a charity of our choosing, depending on how much money we made at the end of the event.
We were curious to know what kinds of board games participants will be enjoying during the event.
We have too many for me to name just one, but we have a variety of different types of games, from family-friendly games, kind of like Monopoly or stuff like that. Those are the classics, but we have other games to make people discover about that. We have party games, which are usually like super fun and very quick games. We have bigger ones that are strategy RPGs, and which is role-playing games. So we have a big variety of games.
So whether you're a seasoned gamer or just looking for some fun, according to our guest Marianne, this event is for everybody.
There is no minimum or maximum. We do require that kids under 13 and 14 are accompanied by an adult, but they can still come. And normally, in general, we have young adults to adults. That is mostly our category, but there's really no age.
And finally, our guest Marianne gives us all the details on what's happening this weekend with Estrijou and the tabletop gaming event.
Yes, of course. So the event is starting on November 3rd until November 5th. It is at the Seminar de Sherbrooke, and people can buy tickets directly at the door or on the website. There's various tickets, so for only the Friday or only the Sunday, it is 15. For only the Saturday, it's 30, and for the whole weekend, it's 40.
Thank you so much to our guest, Marianne Saint-Jean. This weekend, it's a community tabletop gaming event called Estrijou. My name is Derek Bullard, and you're listening to Reach Out to the Community. Keep it locked right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.